Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Victory Monday. Thanks so much for being with us, obviously, on this holiday week. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good on this Victory Monday as the As like you said, we get ready for a busy, busy holiday week, which is just crazy that it's almost Christmas. And I was like, I told my wife, I was like, we wrap no gifts yet because you can't wrap them because the little destructive little guy that's my homie would unwrap them. So we got to the last minute to wrap all the daggone gifts. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, it should be a fun week. Starts off good here in Atlanta as the Falcons find a way to go out there to the desert. Did not realize their record Arizona until after the game.
Neither did
I. Saw that clip. It's like, damn. I told you, I ain't never won there. You know, and but it's unbelievable that it's been that long.
Yeah, because it's not a hard place to win. You know, it's not like they're a good team traditionally.
That's the crazy thing about it. It's not like they're some juggernaut.
Right.
But, I mean, they've had some class. That playoff game, I remember that playoff game they had out there with Kurt Warner. Yeah, they went to the Super Bowl. Classic game. You know, but yeah, for them to go out there and as we said on Friday, you're better than this team.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're better than
they
them.
Definitely are better
than
that
better
team.
Than this team. They tried to give it away.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, look, they're not that much better than them.
Yeah, they tried to give it away.
Let's not be crazy about it. When they ran that, I don't even know what the play was where Charlie Warner runs into Kirk and they fumble.
It was the play that they run.
Like, all right.
But it's like Charlie's supposed to go underneath the quarterback. On
right.
That. He's supposed to go underneath him. That's where they always run. He goes underneath, hands off to Bijan, and Charlie's the extra man up through the hole. Wasn't that time.
No.
Yeah.
Kind of got the timing wrong on that one.
Yeah.
But luckily the Cardinals are bad, so they didn't take advantage of it, and then the Falcons were able to get out of there with a 26-19 win. That is one of my takeaways from some of these wins and just kind of some of these second half of the season games. Man, there's a lot of bad teams in the NFL this year.
Yeah.
Like it's maybe just a lot of them are on the Falcons schedule. I didn't realize this. Me and Joe were talking about it yesterday on the pregame show. In terms of the records of teams that they've played and that are on their schedule, 28th in the league, which makes sense given what we've seen from, I mean, the Jets and everyone in this division and the Cardinals yesterday and the Dolphins earlier. Like the Falcons have played a lot of really bad teams. in the NFL.
Right.
Kind of makes it even more frustrating that they sit at 6-9, mm-hmm. given the schedule that they've played and the division that they're in. And boy, what a – I mean, neither one of those teams want the division. The Panthers and the Bucks yesterday with that game they played.
Goodness gracious,
I have
man.
To imagine it'll be the same thing when they play each other in a couple weeks in Tampa.
So whoever wins that game wins it?
I
as far as – I know the Tampa's got to win both of their games. And then they got to be whatever.
There's some sort of other tiebreaker.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
there's like is. The Panthers have a better conference record.
Okay.
But again, that could flip, I think, if they lose both of those games. Like, it could be one of those situations where you go to that like fifth or sixth tiebreaker.
Right.
You know, which who even knows, like margin of victory against common opponents or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Is always crazy.
Yeah. I don't know how far down the list they go, but that's what it is. It's Carolina and Tampa competing for the division, and the Falcons just kind of winning late in the season now that they're out of it and, finding ways to beat teams that are slightly less good than them.
Yeah, I mean, it was a – I thought, you know, I mean, obviously the story of yesterday was Bijan going home and just having the day that he had, man. The guy just the way he's able to catch the football, the way he's able to run, find lanes. I mean, they were blocking the ass off for him. And, I mean, he just had lanes, and his ability just cut so fast. But don't lose acceleration is just one of the most special things that I've seen in a running back, man. This guy has all the tools. If they say a five-tool baseball player, that's what he is as a football player. Going over 2,000 total yards in a season is really, really good. And, he's that bright spot that, you know, he's one of those guys that you want to build around, you know. And they did a great job getting the ball. For Tyler Algiers to get 16 carries, that's really good.
Yeah.
That means that you're running a hell out of football for him to get that many carries. Same amount as Bijan. Then also just, you know, Kirk's ability and the wavelength that they're on to throw those checkdowns where B's like, okay, let me scoot just a little bit. Hold on to it for a second, Kurt, because if you throw it right now, I'm going to get my ass knocked out, which he did a couple times. But
Algier got killed on one of them. Luckily, he's made of armor, so it doesn't matter. But, Kirk was throwing some hospital
balls. We're going to have some problems. Hey, listen here, Kurt. All right, I know you saw that guy, right? I know that you saw him barreling down on me.
Nah, it's a matter of am I going to get cleaned out or is my running back going to get cleaned out?
I think no.
It's
what
not
it is,
me.
I would prefer to give you a chance at least.
Right? Because I'm not breaking the tackle.
Yeah,
that's how Kirk will spin it. Like you can make a miss.
You can make a miss.
I can't. I'm 37.
There's nothing that's going to go good out of me just scrambling out of the pocket or anything like that. But, I mean, it was crazy because the guys we were talking about for the Cardinals all were balling. Buda Baker, balling. Freaking the corner out of Michigan, zero. He balling. Now, the crazy thing was I thought Kobe Bryant was played better, but that was a crap. I mean, that's just –
what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I mean, it was
that?
Good coverage. Yeah,
I mean, you can't do anything about that. That coverage was perfect, man.
It's just bad
damn
luck.
Ball stuck to his damn elbow.
Or good luck if you're the Cardinals. But, I mean, that's one of those ones that happen – two or three times a year in the league.
Yes.
It just happened to go against the Falcons early. And, they found themselves down 10-0 in the first quarter. It's like, damn, on some bad luck.
Bad luck.
Yeah, and they slowly but surely, methodically worked their way back into it and ultimately just are more talented than the Cardinals are down the stretch. They just got nothing, man. I know Michael Carter did his best in the run game yesterday. Actually had a pretty good game, but they're not doing much on the ground. They kept Trey McBride in check, which is a huge factor.
Yes.
Like, that was that's their main engine offensively. To only have him go four catches for 27 yards.
Just played really good, man.
Especially
when he was matched up on a man.
Peyton Ellis did a nice job,
too. When they were matched up man to man, I thought they did really, really good on Trey. And, you know, the streak coming in like 16 games, five plus catches and ended yesterday. And then you obviously know the one in the end zone. I mean, just great coverage. Great coverage. And then ability to I don't think he's going to catch it anyways, but just, you know, just to put an exclamation point on, you know, just hit him in his chest, Jesse. You know, so I thought, they flew around on defense. Cardinals, like I said, they don't have a lot of talent.
They're pretty bad when you look at
it around. Marvin Harrison, just chalk it up to another down year, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's had moments, but, yes. Yeah. No doubt about it.
There was moments yesterday where he could have made plays, and he didn't.
And he didn't make the play. And so that goes back to, you know, where are they at as an organization, because they got a coach. Do you look at moving on from him? Obviously, we talked about their quarterback situation, which is not good at all. But, I mean, going back to the Falcons, I mean, just to go out and get a win against a team that you should have beat, and that's exactly what they did yesterday. Outside of, you know, the drop by Kyle, I mean, by Drake early on in the game, looking at the rest, I thought Kyle was good.
Yeah.
I thought Kyle was good. In the one place that really we always get on him about, contested catches. Mm-hmm.
A couple contested catches.
Yep. I mean, just going up, I'm bigger, I'm better than you. Kirk put it in a place where only Kyle can get in. Kyle caught the ball, which was such a big deal for him.
Yes. Pretty wild when you look at the box score. And you watch the game, you saw it. But, like, there's three targets for non-Drake London receivers. And one of them was to an offensive lineman. And damn, he should have caught that.
Damn,
Jake. I know. I guess it wasn't perfect or whatever.
No,
it was right there for him, man.
You can't. The thing about it is, when you have the tackle eligible plays, you can't put it anywhere where they got to actually move their hand.
Yeah, you got to put it.
You
got to
put it right on their body because they got the damn boxing gloves
right,
on their hands.
His hands are so taped up.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, and it was crazy because on the broadcast they were calling it. Oh, Jake Matthews comes in for eligible.
I was like,
oh, everybody knows that one.
Yeah.
You all know what's going to happen,
he's
right?
He's never eligible.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen. They're going to throw him a pass.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, but yeah, you can't put a lot of mustard on it. You got to put it right there in their frame because if they got to move up or down, it's a good chance.
He's got to trap the ball.
Yeah.
You got to trap the ball against your chest. I know. It was a good play.
Yeah, it was.
It was there. It would have been really cool to see Jake Matthews get a touchdown.
Oh,
like,
man.
With 190 consecutive starts or wherever he's at right now. Unfortunately, they didn't, and then they snuck it in like the next play and they scored a touchdown. But I loved it because they called it out. You're right. They called it out on the broadcast. It was like, oh, they're going to.
Yeah, as soon as they said.
As
soon as they said Jake's purporting as eligible, it was like, oh, they're about to throw the ball to him.
Cool. They're
going to put him in. And then I saw the formation. I was like, I wonder how they're going to get this done. It was just a damn pop pass.
Did you see when they panned over to him on the sideline? Perfect timing. Lip reader. You didn't see what he said? Well, I can't say it, obviously. Oh. But it was perfect. It was the exact reaction that most people would have given that opportunity not taken, you know? It's blank me.
Yeah, man.
That's exactly right.
I mean, that was your shot.
It was your shot.
That was your shot right there.
Probably, I mean, maybe they can run it again, but now people are going to expect it, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, that was a shot right there, Jake. But fortunately, it didn't kill him. It did, you know, you did end up winning the football game.
Yeah.
I thought the one thing positive was the coverage teams yesterday. I thought they did a really better job of not letting it get outside. It kept everything where all the bodies were and everything. You saw Charlie Warner a couple times force everything back inside. So he did that a few times in the game. The field goal kicking. I mean,
well, field goals were good.
Yeah,
missed an extra point.
Yeah, but which you're like, oh,
not as many field goals as they missed though.
No, dude just kept missing.
Yeah,
and kept missing.
And that was a weekend of missed field goals between the college game early and then the NFL game late on Saturday. Now those guys were dealing with wind and some elements a little bit. That game there in Arizona,
it's
inside.
Perfect damn condition.
There's no wind that's causing you to do that.
The humidity got in there, so I don't know.
I don't think it's very humid there in Arizona. They had the roof open, but I don't know. It's pretty nice there right now. That was part of it as we watched college football throughout the weekend as well. I know a lot of the reaction to the playoff was people were just so mad that two of the games were bad. I don't know. I mean, there's been blowouts in four teams. Georgia won the national championship game by 60 a couple years ago.
Yes.
So I don't know where this weird birthright that every game is going to be a fourth quarter nail biter.
My only thing,
blowouts happen.
My only thing about that was all the people that were talking about it as far as going to be a blowout. Like they had big sports talking point because it was a blowout. You said it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah,
everybody knew it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
So you come back. See, this is why we don't need that. Like you said, this 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now did you think something was going to change? Did you think that these teams were going to have an opportunity? I mean, that Ole Miss game was over before the first quarter was over.
Yeah, it was actually pretty great because we didn't have to watch them.
Yeah.
You know, you could get on about your Saturday.
Yeah, this game was about over, man. Shout out to we'll talk college football later on. Shout out to Alabama, man, being down like that on the road, you know, and then, you know, Oklahoma went to bed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A&M, kind of who a lot of people thought they were, as far as, you know, they played the bottom end of the SEC schedule. Miami's defense was like, they didn't win that game because of Carson Beck.
No.
Miami's defense was unbelievable. And for Malachi to get his get back.
A&M's defense played pretty well,
they
too.
They played good.
Yeah, they but played pretty well, too.
But I thought Miami got some big runs in there. But I thought
I was very happy that Malachi Toney scored that touchdown.
Malachi got it.
Because when he fumbled,
yeah, man.
He was like,
yeah.
He was devastated. So sad.
And then you think about the other punt return where he's gone.
I know.
That dude clicks his ham heel.
And then they missed the field goal.
That dude's so special.
Another missed
man.
Field goal. Yeah, no, that guy's crazy. That Malachi Toney is the fastest guy in college football. Yeah, I don't know. It was a good weekend of college football. It's two good games, two bad ones. I don't know. Whatever.
Would it usually be in 14?
Pretty much what it is in the four. Now, again, they can fix the format. I agree with fixing the format, but, like, I don't know, people, like, took it as a personal affront. I feel bad for James Madison's fans. Shut up.
They got a chance to go to Oregon.
They're in the play. Yeah, yeah. They got to take a trip to Oregon in December. Yeah. Who doesn't love that? All right. We'll come back and get to what's trending here on a Victory Monday. First hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta Golf Open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.